Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There comes a time in any system when a dam breaks from water or an avalanche begins because of too much snow piling up, or when you put a piece of paper onto a hot stove and then it finally browns and then reaches flash point at a certain Fahrenheit and flashes into flame. Now, in historical perspectives, a couple years is like a millisecond. And we are now entering the flash point where the paper ignites. Before, the Constitution was browning and cracking. Now it's caught on fire. And the dam broke, the tyranny's flooding in, and the government's like, yeah, we're going to censor you. We got spies in every street corners. We're face scanning you. We're putting passive MRIs in to brain scan you. We're going to have checkpoints everywhere. Now we're setting the checkpoints up. We're going to start censoring the internet. We're going to have machine guns. Yes, we're training your kids to spy on you. Anyone could be a terrorist. I mean, there's PSAs now for kids where they're like, turn in a family member and get $200. I mean, that's from 10 years ago in Road to Tyranny, but now there's new ones out. I mean, everything they were beta testing is now going mainstream. Right as they implode the economy and give us fake numbers that, you know, we're in the best recovery ever and everything's milk and honey. Sorry, half those businesses you used to do business with are shut down, and most of the restaurants you used to go to are shut down, and those factories are shut down. And sorry, your Social Security won't buy what it did before, but there's no inflation, though. And just everything is wonderful. And Obama is announcing that he's going to cut the military because we don't have money. And what they are cutting, and it's small cuts, $100 billion here. Oh, my gosh, that's huge. They got $1 trillion, $100 billion on budget, another $800 to $900 trillion off budget, $800 to $900 billion off budget. That's right at $2 trillion. Oh, so you're going to cut $100 billion. Oh, it's so massive. And the money they're cutting is just going to bail out the mega banks. It's just direct taxation to them. And you know, they're saying we can no longer fight two wars simultaneously. Total bull. This was all planned. Meanwhile, they're using proxy wars against China and Russia, while the very same banking interests are building up China and Russia. You're like, well, how does that work? They fund the Muslim extremist. They fund the Chinese communist. They fund the Russians to a great extent. They fund the more radical groups in Israel. That's like those TV ads demonizing Ron Paul where he says Israel founded Hamas. I mean, they've had debates in the Knesset saying people ought to be arrested for doing it. Whoever did it in the 70s. It was Mossad and Shin Bet. But that's Jerusalem Post, Haaretz, Wall Street Journal. I showed it to you. But they're counting on you being ignorant. It's not America against the Muslims, or America against the Chinese, or it's not America against England. You know, when I criticize the corruption of the British Empire system and its control over the U.S. to a great extent, I'm not saying the Brits are bad people. Same thing with Israel. It's not that the Israel runs the U.S. or the U.S. runs Israel. The same globalists run both. The same globalists run China to a great extent. And you're like, well, then why are they trying to start these wars? Because the wars get everybody deeper in debt. And the Chinese can use wars or conflicts to crack down on their public. The mullahs want an attack at many levels because they believe they'll get more political power out of it in Iran. The name of the game is chaos because that gives criminal enterprise more control. Now, I've got to get to this economic news. I've got to get to the geopolitical news. I've got to get to the lawless Obama regime. And all Rush Limbaugh, they're all freaking out over the fact that he is power grabbing and doing recess appointments nobody's ever done at this level because the Senate's not in recess. He didn't bring them forward then. They're saying it's unconstitutional. So is Obama launching the Libya war without Congress? Yeah, that's the whole point. But you're also too busy talking bad about Ron Paul, who wants a declaration of war. And who, by the way, is not standing in the way of Israel going after Iran if they think it's in their interest.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, everybody finds a mystery to be intriguing. I think that's why I probably spent so much time on it in the last hour, when overall we had a lot bigger issues to deal with. My friend Jesse Ventura is out of the country, just drove into Mexico yesterday. That's brave, in his RV. And they can't get him on his wife's cell phone that doesn't work down there until he gets to Baja. To respond to Bill O'Reilly, Fox News, newspapers all over the country saying that the most lethal sniper Navy SEAL 6 years ago in 2006 sucker punched Jesse Ventura and then ran from him. I mean, that's so pathetic it makes you want to believe it. But you can't believe that he said, "I'm glad Navy SEALs are being killed." That's tailor-made to make Ventura look bad. I know him well. His son knows him really well. When Tyrell saw that, and I called him and told him about it yesterday, he couldn't believe it. The problem is he's in jury duty. He can't say what the trial is, but it's pretty important there in Minneapolis. And so they're supposed to go at lunch right now. He's supposed to have called in, but his phone's off. They're still in the trial. I had to move Charlotte Israel, be back 30 minutes with really important information on Skull and Bones, and its tie-in to how our entire education system was set up. Of course, her father and grandfather were Skull and Bones. She was the head of policy, Department of Education. She's going to be joining us on that. By the way, I know you keep telling me, Jaron, that she sent us a transcript of the video we did with her. Will you ask Kurt to make sure he posts that right now or to see if that's been posted? Okay, great. Something like a headline like, "Charlotte Israel blows Skull and Bones wide open." That's a good transcript with the video report for everybody. I know it's been out for a month or so and has a few hundred thousand views, but first seen by PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. But it's important And Charlotte's really proud of the hour-long documentary we did for PrisonPlanet.tv. She thinks it's one of the best works out there. She's the lady that released the secret documents on Skull and Bones in the 80s to Anthony Sutton. She didn't want the credit, but that's what his best-selling book, The Secret Establishment.
It was a transcript of the first video we did about a year ago.
Okay. Okay. Oh, okay, so it's a transcript on education, not on the Skull and Bones. Yeah, put them both out together. That's good. And then we'll get her on. I don't know when we're going to get Ty on because we may have to push her back even more because this is important on the Ventura deal. I don't even know since this morning when I talked to him again if he's talked to him because I want to know. I mean, Jesse, if he said it, he's all about saying what he thinks. You know, if this stuff really happened, I've talked to folks that have called down to the Navy SEAL bar. They said nobody knows about that. That would be well known. You wouldn't keep that secret at a big public event. This supposedly happened. But we're going to find out because, you know, they're saying that he went in the bar and said, I'm glad Navy SEALs are dying. And the guy punched him, knocked him down, and then the guy ran away from him. I mean, if that's true, I mean, the guy might be telling the truth. I don't want to say he's a liar because I don't have proof of that, but it just doesn't make sense. But the part about saying, I'm glad Navy SEALs are dead, that has PSYOP written all over it. Then we looked into this guy. Turns out he's training police for quote, to fight domestic extremists and setting up kind of a Halliburton style diplomatic protection group. So is rolling out a book he's selling right now. So I wanted to get Ty's take on that, but his phone is still turned off and can't get out of the courtroom, obviously. So we'll see what happens. But I cannot wait to get Ventura on as soon as we're able to get in touch with him when he gets to the Baja in the next day or two. But I remember Ventura telling me off air and on air last week. That was a few weeks ago. He was on about the disinformation when they claimed he was road raging and tailgating and the cops pulled him over because he had to go catch his commercial flight. And I'm like, this happened yesterday? And he goes, yeah, we talked yesterday. You called me in Minnesota. And he goes, the point is I got my lawyer on this. You know, they say I'm out road raging and just making it up on TMZ and Fox News. And TMZ removed it. Fox News removed it. Not really a retraction. So road raging 2 weeks ago, not true. Now he says he's glad Navy SEALs are dead and is getting, you know, knocked to the floor at a Navy SEAL bar when Jesse doesn't drink for decades. And I can have a testament to that. But I told you, they did this to us and we are changed. They involved me in the articles as well. The New York Post, same crew doing this now. Rupert Murdoch, who's known for running wiretapping and dirty tricks and running police and you name it. And that's the system's blackmail on him now to endorse Obama because he's got the Fast and Furious on them. So it's part of the power structure kind of blackmailing each other. But, you know, they don't like We Are Change. They just have people with a young girl in a wheelchair ram them into We Are Change people and then charge them with assault. And then the Secret Service gets on the stand and says, actually, he didn't assault them. They ran into him on purpose. But they had the headline, Truther attacks disabled girl in wheelchair. Now the headlines are Truther Ventura knocked out by Hero SEAL. Right when they knew Ventura was driving into Mexico and it said publicly people can't get a hold of him until he gets to Baja, which is an hour from pavement and doesn't have telephone as well. So Jesse Ventura leaves the country. You know his phones are tapped. He's been visited by the CIA before. And boom, right as he drives off, oh, the guy pops up that's training our police to deal with domestic extremists and is part of this group set up by Richard Pearl and Dick Cheney, National Security Affairs Institute. And, he's going to help train our police to fight the domestic extremist. By the way, I'm going to try to get this Chris Kyle on the show. Just incredible. But, again, as soon as Tyrell is able to get out of there, we'll get him on. Or we'll just get Charlotte on, and then when he calls in, we'll just do a brief report and continue there. Some of the other news I want to get to, I want to analyze the way they make it a joke, but at least they are covering it. And that is Comedy Central. I meant to play it yesterday, but I didn't, coming out about the NDAA, and that it allows the secret arrest of citizens and for citizens to disappear into dungeons, and now this is the essence of tyranny, the essence of corruption. And then we just have all these articles coming out now. It's not just Florida. DHS officer's arm with semi-automatic set up unannounced ID checkpoint. We're going to be getting into more of that, but the martial law rollout is happening. But is Jesse Ventura vindicated by warning about military on the streets? Is Ron Paul? Am I? No. We're demonized for talking about what's now happening. Now shifting gears to filmmaker, director, TV producer, Tyrell Ventura, son of Jesse Ventura, the only guy in the U.S., his mom and dad, obviously, you know, ties here in the United States. Jesse went into Mexico yesterday, and he hasn't been able to raise him yet, at least since this morning. He just got out of jury duty. Have you been able to talk to your dad? Have you found anything out yet? And what's your take on what this gentleman, who has a book that came out 2 days ago, is saying about your father, Tyrell?
No, I have not been able to talk to my father at all. Like I said, he's traveling in Mexico right now, and there's obviously no cell phones. You know, cell phones don't work in the desert and things like that. So I have not been able to get a hold of him to ask him about the accusations and the incident that this guy is referring to. Obviously, I have, you know, the utmost respect for this man's service record and things like that. I want to be clear that I don't know anything about the story that he's talking about. I've never heard anything about that. It certainly doesn't. I've never ever heard my father ever make any kind of remark about wishing American soldiers dead. I've never heard him ever say anything in that nature. So it does sound pretty ludicrous to me.
Also, I did some research. He was there at that Navy SEAL bar, reportedly with hundreds of people in it. It's a big place there on the beach. In 2006, he was speaking to a BUDS class, and I saw people commenting on the different SEAL sites and stuff, saying they were there the whole day and that this never happened, and that even if they weren't there, this would have been talked about. This would have been known, and there's people posting photos they took with your dad there that day. You know, that was when he had the Johnny Depp, you know, pirate, beard and everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's so. I mean, it would be pretty shocking to me that if somebody were to assault my father in a bar, that we wouldn't have heard about it sooner than, you know, however many, you know, seven years later. You know, it seems pretty wild that an incident like that would go down the way he said. That it wouldn't have, you know, we wouldn't have heard about it in 2006 or 2007 or two. You know, it seems weird that it's something of a violent nature, the way he's describing.
By the way, I met your father for the first time 1 week after when this incident happened, because that's when they were there for a Congressional Medal of Honor winner, SEAL, who died in Iraq. I met your father 1 week after this event, and I did an interview with him. I could, and it's on video. I can testify there was not a mark on his face, and he was probably in the best shape he's been in a while. That's probably how he blew his hip. He'd been running every day. He was very thin, in good shape. Tan in the interview, no bruises, no nothing. 1 week after this incident,
I never heard about it. Like I said, I haven't been able to talk to Dad directly or anything like that, so I don't know what his take is on this yet. All I can say is that I've never heard of it before. To my best recollection, I'm pretty sure that if my dad was punched in a bar, I would have heard about it
in a packed bar.
You know, I'm pretty sure I would have heard about that, but I obviously it's well documented his feelings about the Iraq War and our involvement in it. Obviously, it's well documented about his feelings about, you know, President Bush and Vice President Cheney. So that side of the conversation that this guy supposedly heard, you know, I can say, yeah, I mean, I've heard of, not in that particular incident, but I have heard my dad's feelings on that, as opposed to my dad ever saying anything about wishing American soldiers dead or saying they deserve to die or anything of that nature. It does not sound like my dad, and it doesn't sound like anything he'd say.
Well, I have seen him when SEALs have been killed. I talked to him privately. He was very upset, you know, with the camaraderie and everything.
Well, that's why he doesn't want the wars. He doesn't want anyone getting killed. He doesn't want soldiers getting killed. He doesn't want civilians getting killed. He doesn't want anyone getting killed. And so it would, like I said, it doesn't sound like him.
Well, he's always so respectful of military people in airports and stuff, and he always thanks them for their service and says, you know, I hope we can get you guys home and out of harm's way. And, you know, he's worried about DU, and I've seen him when the SEALs helicopter blew up, the mysterious SEAL Team 6 situation. He was upset when I talked to him privately. And I mean, just imagine, oh, here's their family. Please stop. It sounds like it's scripted to make him look bad. Here's the family, Jesse, Governor. Please stop talking bad about the SEALs. No, I'm glad they're dead. I mean, that is just, I do not believe that.
It's so out of character of him that I can't imagine that's what happened. Like I said, I haven't talked to him, so I have no idea, but it just seems so out of character for him to wish harm upon his fellow SEAL team members. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Now, it's interesting this guy's got a book out right now. And I mean, that he would announce this now that the book came out, and that he would say that he punched him, it knocked him down, but not out, and that he then ran away, and that the SEALs teach him to punch and run away. I mean, that sounds like a joke.
I don't know much about the guy himself. Obviously he's a veteran. That's part of what he's described doesn't make any sense to me at all, you know, so I don't know, you know.
Reportedly, some of your dad's...
In terms of talking about, like, whether people get trained to punch and run away or not, I'm not a Navy SEAL. I don't know.
That's ridiculous. Well, sure, you obviously throw a hand grenade and run away, but the point is...
Well...
Look. What is, you know, your dad probably better than anybody. You've worked with him as an assistant and then as a director, but your own films you've made separate from that. You're a producer on the TV show, everything. Great cinematographer, everything. You work with your dad constantly. And you, I know you don't probably want to repeat what you told me last night, but, you know, your words were, this is pure BS after you saw the first video. And correct me if I'm wrong, but then you went on to say, I'm not looking forward to telling my dad about this.
Well, of course not. My dad never likes to hear people speaking ill of him. But, you know, I mean, nobody does. You know, I mean, I, you know, he just is getting down to Mexico. He's, you know, going to kind of recharge. You know, you hate to deliver bad news like this, but oh, somebody's saying, you know, negative things about you and really, you know, saying that you were involved in a violent altercation and that, you know, you were wishing harm to servicemen. You know, he doesn't want to hear that. And I know that really upsets him when he hears things like that.
Doesn't this sound like about the NASA?
When he hears things that are potentially false, you know, he doesn't like it when people speak falsely about him.
Now, it could be, like we talked last night, maybe part of it's true. Maybe they did get in an argument. Maybe, I mean, that part perhaps could be true. We don't know because Jesse Ventura...
I don't know. I haven't talked to him, so I don't know. But, I mean, my dad is not afraid to voice his opinions about current events and things like that.
But there's no way he would say, especially in front of a family, I think SEALs deserve to die. I mean, that is clear bull.
It doesn't sound like him at all. And that does not sound like my father.
Yeah. So, but again,
I haven't talked to him directly. So, I mean, I don't even know, you know, I mean, as soon as I get word about, you know, from him, you know, regarding what this guy's saying, I'll know more about it then. But I mean, as of right now, it just doesn't sound like his character. Doesn't sound like him.
Well, Ty, we appreciate you taking time out of jury duty right now to do this, and then the few minutes you've got for lunch, we only got about 5 minutes left here with you.
Yeah.
But obviously, this is now on the heels of 2 weeks ago. I just so happened, I only talked to him like every few weeks, to talk to your dad. You know, about coming on before he left town. And he said, yeah, call me next week. I'm talking to him in Minnesota. I call your Minnesota number. I talk to him. Then the next day it's on the news that I hadn't even seen it yet, that he's road raging. He calls into the show to say, I'm here in Minnesota. They didn't really retract it. They just removed it. He said, I hope this isn't a dirty trick. And now we see this happening right when he goes into Mexico. That is kind of creepy.
It is a strange coincidence that you know, the moment that he's out of the country and is unable to directly respond on the same day, is a creepy coincidence. I don't know. I mean, the guy's out promoting a book. I saw the interview with Opie and Anthony. Apparently some caller called in to ask about it, which, you know, okay, that that's on their word. I don't know. Maybe someone did. Who knows?
Come on, you know it looks staged. You agree with my analysis?
I would say that it definitely, you know, it smells of PR. It smells of publicity. You know, it smells of publicity stunt. You know, but
well, he also makes fun of your dad and calls him a geriatric. I mean, your dad's in pretty darn good shape.
Yeah, yeah. It's it, you know, it's it, I can't speak for him. I don't know what's in his head, but I do know that, obviously he probably disagrees with my father's opinions on the war and opinions on Bush and Cheney, and that probably upsets him. But it sounds like it does.
Well, let me fill you in on the guy. Of course, the most famous turkey shoot is Fallujah, and he brags about shooting a woman, and he calls them savages. It's pretty incendiary. He's from right here in Texas. He's a good old boy, rodeo bronc, get rider, chip off the old block, as they'd say. Seems like a nice guy at many levels, but doesn't seem like he's super intellectual or that smart compared to some of the SEALs I know. And he's sitting there. He has a mercenary firm out of North Texas that prepares local police to fight insurgents in America. So the whole rollout we see happening, and he advises the U.S. military and is involved with some Israeli groups that advise U.S. military. He's been given awards by a group and works with a group created by Richard Pearl and Dick Cheney. This guy's pretty, yeah. What's that?
Sounds like he's a pretty connected guy. Like I said, I don't know much about him. I've been kind of on jury duty, so I haven't been able to really follow up extensively with who he is and things like that. I've, been trying to get my rest so I can be a good juror.
If this turns out to not be true, or parts of it, large parts of it aren't, your dad is not going to just probably lay down and take it.
I can't imagine that. But I can't imagine he would. He wouldn't lay down and take it. But I don't know. I'm not him. But if this is untrue, which it really smells like it is, I'm sure my dad will speak. I don't know. I mean, it's up to him.
Well, he's the only person ever beat Vince McMahon in a lawsuit. He didn't beat the TSA, but he sure tried. They just wouldn't give him a trial. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I know your dad's not litigious, but he's not going to lay down and take this if it's.
I can't imagine that, like I said, I don't want to speak for him because I haven't been able to talk directly for him, and I'm not him. If it was me and I was in a situation where someone were to, make up something completely false and say that I believed in the killing of U.S. soldiers, if it was me, if I was able to bring a defamation lawsuit or something like that, of course I would. But that's me. I'm not my dad. So, we'll just have
Well, this guy's certainly making himself, a big name, and I guess he'll get some big government contracts out of it, and maybe some big guys told him to go with it, or maybe part of it's true, or 6 years later, his memory's not clear. But, I just know your dad pretty darn good. You know him a lot better than I do, obviously, and I've seen him talking to troops, getting tears in his eyes, and talking how much he hates troops dying, and the Navy SEALs, and the Navy and how...
Well, that's the very reason that he dislikes the war, is that he doesn't want to see soldiers or innocent civilians getting killed for a war based on lies, and he doesn't... That's why he's against it in the first place. He doesn't want to see people getting killed for no good reason. So that's what I mean. It makes no logical sense to me that he would wish death upon servicemen when his whole stance against the war is that he doesn't want to see servicemen or civilians getting killed.
So basically, we can conceive exactly that your dad may have been sucker punched and this guy ran off, which he says he did, which is really weird.
I really doubt he was even sucker punched. I don't know. Like I said, I think I would have heard about...
Exactly, but that could be in the realm of possibility, like a Loch Ness Monster, but that he would say, troops need to die, I like it when U.S. troops die, that's in the realm of Easter bunnies.
Yeah. I could never see my dad saying that, or even remotely. I can't even see him saying it sarcastically. But once again, I don't know until I talk to him directly.
Well, and I know you didn't even want to come on and speak for him, but then you changed your mind and said, "Well, I guess if I can't get a hold of him, somebody's got to respond." I hope the media doing this hit job will at least look at what you've said. And obviously, he called here a few weeks ago on the last fake piece of news that was proven fake. So the line is, Ty, you call me anytime.
I can assure you, Alex, that the moment that I get word from him on what to do, and if that involves talking to you again or something of that nature, whatever we decide, I will let you know.
Yeah, I'll drive into the studio anytime at midnight, 6 in the morning, whenever he wants to tape an interview or do it live. We're here. Tyrell Ventura, get back to jury duty and get some lunch. I'll call you this evening, bro.
Take care of yourself. Great work.
All right, thanks a lot. Yeah, I thought this might be true until I learned he's hooked up with Dick Cheney and Richard Pearl, known as the Prince of Darkness, by the way, at the Pentagon.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldway.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
I'm done talking about the Ventura mystery until we hear from Jesse. But we've covered it in detail today. Probably spent 30 minutes total in the last hour and a half on it or more, because it just gets into psyops and it gets into the type of things they'll do. I mean, take Jesse Ventura. They knew he was major political material back when he was more mainstream, before he fully woke up. In 2000. So they come to him in 2001, 2002. They come to him in 2002. They give him a big contract, close to $10 million, $9 million plus, for a three-year contract to host a primetime show on MSNBC, back when they actually had viewers. And then the war starts, and he says, no, I'm not going to be pro-war. And they say, okay, you can keep the money, but you're barred from even giving it back. We'll sue you if you even try to give it back. And he said, no, I keep contracts. And they say, no media interviews of any type. Look at your contract. And so for 3 years, until 2006, he's gone. They paid him close to $10 million. And later he was told by folks, you were approached. MSNBC gets government money, which we now know from banker bailouts and things that have come out. But back then, this was wild to hear. And the government actually wanted you tied down, and you would have had the job and been this big TV guy if you would have played ball. But if not, they were just going to shut you down, and they had you profiled. And so that was the plan all along. So they paid him $9+ million. He's now talked about this since. Actually broke it a few years ago here on my show. And then all of this went on. So now they're getting ready to launch an Iran war. They know Jesse Ventura's floating around thinking about coming back. If there was an attack on Iran, he was thinking about getting involved in the political process, at least giving speeches or whatever. That at least was being looked at, I can tell you. He was thinking about running for president. There was some other talk I'm not going to get into, but the point is that he's got major name recognition, and that's what's valuable in politics. So he is this commodity. And so this smells completely of PSYOP, the way it was deployed, the way it was put out, the way it was done, the way it was said, just the whole thing. I mean, it's like when you walk into a clothing shop. I'm not even, you know, a clothes horse and know that much about it, but I've learned enough to know the cut of a fine suit or an Armani. Don't have an Armani suit, but I've learned what they look like from movies and TV, and I've been in stores. I've seen them. I'm like, are those Armanis? Yeah, those are Armanis. About 2 years ago, I was at Nordstrom's buying some shoes. So are those Armani suits? Yeah, how'd you know? Well, I see that cut. With this, it's a lot more obvious, like a yellow Volkswagen drives by or a red fire truck. That's a red fire truck. I mean, you know a PR rollout when you see one. And the, you know, a book comes out, all this is done, and it just shows you that as soon as I investigated the guy, and he may be dumb and being handled, being manipulated, and part of it's true, and they got him to spin it, but you know, part of PSYOPing and moving to the next level out of the military is doing bad things. And I don't know if that's the case yet. The guy conceivably could be telling the truth. Tyrell says he doesn't think so, and I tend to agree with him. It just shows you what they're capable of. So if they ever do stuff like this to me, you know, I'm walking down the street and they jump out with a, you know, quadriplegic kid in a wheelchair and say I assault him like they did our reporters up in New York, and it turned out it was staged with, again, News Corps and the New York Post. And it came out in court. It was staged. The Secret Service wouldn't lie. I mean, they could do any of this to us, folks. So we just need to remember, you asked Ron Paul. That was the point I wanted to make before we go to Charlotte. Think of what they're trying with Ron Paul. One of my reporters just ran in. I've got to learn more later. But reportedly, they're putting ads out now claiming they're Ron Paul ads. But they aren't his Ron Paul ads, saying bad things about Asians and blacks and people. So I've got to learn about this dirty trick. I mean, it's going to get crazy. By the way, we told you about this 2 days ago. It's now in the news. In fact, I had it here in my stack. They're admitting on NPR, and they're admitting on other mainline newspapers that Romney was given votes that were not his. And it's the same thing with Huntsman. I've got a whole stack on that. I mean, there's a certain point where you can't even keep track of this anymore. They're supposed to call in at all these precincts, and now it turns out in a whole bunch of them, it's been confirmed. We don't know how many, though, but it's been confirmed in a bunch of them. We know the precincts that they told them, just put it in a truck and drive it to this other location to have them counted, and then we'll call that in. And then trucks didn't make it, and then they had gentlemen's agreements. We played that clip from Fox News with Karl Rove deciding to give, what, 6 more points to Huntsman, clearly making him beat Ron Paul. I mean, it's just confirmed. But it's too sophisticated for the general public. Yeah, that was Santorum. At a certain point, I can't even keep track of it anymore. This is what these people do. They just swarm me with this info. And they know the public's halfway paying attention. People on the street go, I've seen you on TV with Hulk Hogan on that conspiracy show. And I go, it's Jesse Ventura's conspiracy theory. That's Jesse Ventura. And that was back when one of my neighbors was a bank manager, pretty smart guy. And I'm like, no. And he was arguing with me. He goes, no, you got a show with Hulk Hogan. I'm like, no, man, I don't have a show with Hulk Hogan. It's the same thing. I know I'm going to hear people down the road, well, that's that Hulk Hogan guy got punched out by a Navy SEAL. It just never ends how they count on people not paying attention and how they manipulate you. Now, I'm very excited to have Charlotte Iserby on with us till about 40 after next hour, so we'll have her for more than an hour here with us today. We put out a documentary that's free to the public. We've got it linked up today at Infowars.com. Charlotte Iserby blows skull and bones wide open. She originally did it decades ago, but didn't want the credit, giving an investigative reporter, well, formerly top congressional researcher, Anthony Sutton, the material to put out his books on the skull and bones, which were the definitive tomes. But I've got her on today to Nexus. I probably should have told her this ahead of time, but to recap before she gets more into education, the history of skull and bones setting up modern education in Europe, in Germany, here in the U.S., and those connections. And, of course, she knows about Skull and Bones because her father and grandfather were, and she has a lot of the internal documents and has one of their official grandfather clocks and a lot of information she showed us that was put out for the first time. A lot of it was not put out for the first time but was integrated together for the first time as well. So as a public service, we, of course, to understand the secret establishment, understand what we're up against, put that out to the public. PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, of course, saw it first. Her original Dallas phone book size book is no longer in print, but is free on her website, graciously, because she wants to stop these tyrants. But I convinced her, I don't know, 6-7 months ago, I said, and others did, I said, why don't you come out? I know you said you weren't going to print it again. You don't want to mess with it. You're retired and want to travel the world and things. You've done your service. But why don't you just reprint it again? People want it. She said, no, it's free on the website. And then I said, well, you've got all these new articles you've written. Why don't you put those together in a book? She said, you know what I'll do? I'll just kind of update, revise, and abridge my big phone book size one and put out the Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, Revised Abridged Edition, Charlotte Thompson Iserby. And so this is now available at Infowars.com. We've got a treasure trove of them, and I hope that you order them because once these run out, we don't know if she'll ever even reprint them because, again, the question is, does she want to deal with that? She may have just put it out for free again. But if you want a hard copy of this new version of Deliberate Dumbing Down, full of all the documents and all the incredible proof of the plan to dumb down our children and turn us into basically servile animals that are incapable of thought, as Bertrand Russell said, they'll dumb us down with diet, injections, and injunctions and education to the point of it'll be like sheep revolting against the process of and the fashion of eating. It would be like sheep revolting against the practice of eating mutton. Again, I sound a bit out of it today. Sometimes can't recall things quite as well. I cracked some ribs and separated some ribs, dropping a weight on myself in a weightlifting accident last weekend, so I'm a little bit out of it. Not on painkillers. Painkillers make me nauseous. I am on about 10 Advil today so far, but I'm just a little bit out of it, so bear with me today. Okay, so joining us is Charlotte Iserby to break down this information. Charlotte, it is wonderful to have you here. I want to go to the beginning briefly, Skull and Bones, the tie-in, and then what the plan was, what you discovered in the 80s as the head of policy, number two position, Department of Education, your whistleblowing, and now what's currently happening with education and your warning for the public. But we salute you for your work, and thank you for reissuing a new book. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Alex, and thank you, all your audience, for your support, you know, through the years. I think the best place for people to go is, and you have that PDF, I believe, up on your website now. At least
yes.
I asked for that. It's a PDF, and it's called America's Road to Ruin. And there were two marvelous gals, researchers that I respect highly, very involved in the extraordinary research all of us have done on this, who heard that first video that was filmed on the river here, saw it, Alex's video, those guys did a good job on, and it was in regard to education. But it really dealt with everything, right? I didn't deal so much with the order, and I will deal with that within about 2 minutes. But it dealt with my whole life since I was went abroad in when I was 21 years old. And it's beautifully done. It's a transcript. The gals transcribed that video, Alex. And then one of our most talented people, Deborah Niwa, who's in publishing and graphics and all, put it all together even has a picture of my little dog on it and my husband and me, as a PDF. So your listeners can click on that and they can read that. It's 16 pages. That's the video that your great guys did when they were up here, the first one. Then the second one was on the order. And I don't know what, that has not been transcribed, but I hope people will go and look at it because it has had a maximum number of hits. It was, these have been very good videos. And by the way, I just think your guys are great. You have a tremendously capable staff there with creating these videos. But let's, you know, I found out something about the order. It's great. Actually, I found out more about the order since you got onto it, and actually since Anthony Sutton got onto it, than I ever knew before, because obviously, as George Bush would say, it's a secret, so I can't talk about it. I mean, I don't know anything about it, basically, because it was a secret, and my father and grandfather couldn't talk about it, but I did know all their friends. And that did, that really helped out a great deal. There's a tremendous amount. There's a very interesting chapter in Chris Milligan's book on the order. What's it called? Fleshing Out Skull and Bones. That book has not been reprinted, but it's a wonderful book, Fleshing Out Skull and Bones. And Chris Milligan knew Anthony Sutton, too. I did a chapter in there that's quite interesting. If anybody wants to go, I think it's you may be able to find that on the Internet, about my family's connections as well. Now, what I, after the last interview that we did on this, I thought, you know, I was looking through some of my old files, and I found a very interesting article from one of the little old patriotic newsletters that we managed to get around the country in regard to Harold Howe and how he was responsible under Lyndon Johnson for all the major changes in education, using, of course, the minorities to bring about the destruction of our education system that we're looking at today with consolidation, getting rid of little schools and all this. Remember way back in the 60s, they said it was because they wanted the minorities to have a better education. That wasn't it at all. Harold Howe came out and said with this integration, he was going to totally turn the education system on its head. And so they put in busing and they did all this, that. And here my little head is going, I'm thinking, Harold Howe, you know what? I'm going to go take a look in one of those.
Well Charlotte, I want you to get into that. But for you to say, I know nothing about it and giggle, you gave Anthony Sutton the documents, the materials, the roll list, the information when nothing was known. Your father, his father were skull and bones. I mean, you do know a lot. Your son knows a ton.
We know a lot, but listen, Alex, what I want people to know is this is so important, and you interrupted me, okay? Harold Howe, I looked him up. You want to hear what he was at Skull and Bones? He's Skull and Bones. Now, this I'm going to say this convinces me that the order at Yale, and I didn't really have to be too much convinced, but when I found this out, I'm convinced that the order at Yale of Skull and Bones is responsible for the complete transformation of American education to workforce training, to considering our children as nothing but animals, which was the philosophy of Wilhelm Wundt in Leipzig, who trained all the American educators, starting with Hall, going over in the mid-1800s, trained them in how to not educate, but to train our children as animals using Pavlovian methods, Skinner. I know that's true. I'm absolutely convinced. And when I read that Harold, and I'm going to read Harold Howe, 1940, Skull and Bones. This is on page 128 of one of those little black books. It says here, education, born August 17, 1918, Hartford, Connecticut, vice president for education and research, Ford Foundation, and the address. Residence, very fancy, always these guys, east side of New York City. Yale Corporation, elected member, successor trustee, principal, Walnut Hills High School, Cincinnati, 53-57, goes on Newton Junior College, et cetera. Superintendent of Schools, Scarsdale, New York, director of Learning Institute of North Carolina, trustee, Vassar College, trustee, College Entrance Exam Board, U.S. Commissioner of Education, 1965-68. That's when the damage was done, if you recall, folks. The damage was...
Yeah, most people aren't experts on education like you are.
Well, that's when the total upheaval, putting outcomes, performance-based education, elementary and secondary education...
That's when dog training came in, and so that's why this is so key.
When the dog training came in, they changed from teaching the teachers, teaching students history, math, science, and all what they know in their head to what they can do, performance. Then they retrained all the teachers as little psychiatrists after 1965, which was what Brock Chisholm, the Canadian psychiatrist, good friend of Alger Hiss, called for, getting rid of the conscience. And if you're going to get rid of the conscience, you have to use psychiatry. And the reason I want to get rid of the conscience was, now let's get into the war business. Hmm?
Stay there. We're going to come right back. But again, you're perfectly suited to discover this. Family who's skull and bones, you expose that. You're the person that first released information. Then you're an expert on education, former head of policy. And then you learn, hiding in plain view, that that was their real secret power. And you trace it right back to the German mind control engineers they used on the Hessian mercenaries.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
You wonder why they seem to be so dumbed down. You wonder why they giggle at you when you talk about a new world order, because they've been Pavlovian conditioned that it's cute and funny and the info babe laughs on Fox News when they talk about it. So they're winners psychologically when they're losers. And then there's the chemicals in the water, everything else. But German scientists, it's on record, developed what became psychiatry. It's not Carl Jung and Sigmund Freud and all that. So, of course, the Germans developed the Hessian soldiers who love being slaves, love being military slaves. They had slavery in Germany, white slaves, and they were happy to be white slaves. And they said, well, the British royalty was German royalty. It was really Transylvanian royalty. They'd always said, you've got the best soldier slaves. How do you do it? They don't even run off very often. Though some of them did actually run off here because there were big German communities. They broke their conditioning. You know, they had the blue uniforms, the big black boots. That's where that all comes from, Hessian boots. And they were the main force that was backing up the Redcoats. And, of course, Washington beat a bunch of them at Trenton, New Jersey, famously. But Charlotte, the point is, in the video that we just reposted along with the PDF report you talked about at Infowars.com, you break it all down eloquently with the documents. But the British royalty funded people to go over and figure this out. And then you've got the German and the British connection funding Skull and Bones being set up as this think tank. Please continue, because this is so key, what you discovered and all these connections.
Well, it's terribly important because when I started out, I didn't understand behavior, operant conditioning. It's so simple, folks. It's simply when you go to the doctor hits your knee, you know, used to anyway, with a little hammer, and your knee pops up. It's a neurological reaction. And Wilhelm Wundt, who was a psychologist in the mid-1800s in Leipzig, he finally realized that he could not do anything with getting people to change their behavior just using regular philosophy and psychology because the soul, he couldn't deal with the soul. It floats around, right? So he decided just to use the neurology. And if you can understand that, you understand why Americans just have these reflexes and you tell them something and they, if you reward them immediately, they'll do anything you want for the rest of time. But the important thing about this relationship with Skull and Bones is that Wilhelm Wundt, he was born in 1832 in Germany. His father was a minister. His grandfather, Krishna Karl Kasimir Wundt, was professor of Heidelberg University, and the Illuminati Order documents that we've been able to get a hold of, that Raphael in the Illuminati is identified as the same Professor Karl Kasimir Wundt and is referred to in the Illuminati Provincial Report from Utica, 1782. Now, that is the grandfather of Wilhelm Wundt. So this method that is being introduced in the United States, mainly, of course, is a computer, because as B.F. Skinner said, the computer is my box, and Skinner followed in the steps of Pavlov, who, interestingly enough, was trained by Wundt, not the other way around. So what's going in now is this method I'm talking to you about this minute, operant conditioning. Now, you know it with your dog. You know, you want your dog to sit. You give him a dog biscuit. He'll sit for you the next time. When I first saw this in the U.S. Department of Ed, I wondered, all these books that I would see in the bookshelves of the department said, what works? And I didn't pay much attention. One day I pulled it out, a book out, and I saw, this is under Carol Bell.
Now, this is some of the big secrets here. Stay there. Charlotte Iserby is our guest. The amazing book, back in print, The Deliberate Dominion of America, available at Infowars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.